switching from cherries to wine grapes in northern Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This year was one of the worst harvests for tart cherries in recorded history. That's a hard hit, considering Michigan is the nation's largest producer of the fruit. But a winemaker in the state says this was a great year for his wine grapes. Emily Fox takes us to the Leelanau Peninsula, where one family-owned cherry farm has transitioned into a vineyard to make more money.
It seems that everyone is talking about the bad cherry crop this year.
Tart
cherries.
Yeah, when I heard that we lost 90% of tart cherries.
We're in the tasting room of Good Harbor Vineyard on the Leelanau Peninsula. It's a family-run farm that originally only grew cherries. The farm started growing grapes in the 80s because it was more profitable. Sam Simpson is the winemaker and operations manager for Good Harbor and the third generation in his family to run the place. He still has cherry trees on his farm, but when it comes to comparing the difference between his grapes and cherries this year...
Sure, well, that's easy because there isn't a cherry crop this year.
Simpson says his family switch to grapes was a good move for the business and says cherry farmers are going to have a hard time this year.
So you feel bad for all these people that are solely dependent on the cherries this year. I mean, in no other industry can you lose 95% of your income and people would expect you to do it next year.
A slew of 80-degree days in March made the cherry buds begin to swell earlier this year, but the 19 nights of frost that followed wiped out the cherry crop in the region. Farmers lost 90% of their tart cherries this year. Jeff Andresen is the state's climatologist and professor of geography at Michigan State University. He says over the past 30 to 40 years, we've been seeing warmer temperatures in the colder months, and spring weather has been arriving a week or two earlier than it has historically.
So that's a fairly significant change, and in some years it's been much earlier than that. And of course, 2012 and our March heat wave is an exclamation point on that trend. That's the earliest warm-up we have at least in our climate record that goes back about 120 years.
Andresen says earlier spring brings a greater risk of late frosts, like the one that wiped out the cherries this year. Sam Simpson at Good Harbor Vineyard says grapes are better able to withstand the change in weather patterns Michigan has been getting. They can survive frosts and thrive in mild winters.
The grapes themselves take a longer time to reach bud burst. Or bud swell, where water starts coming into the buds. So we were at less risk of frost. And, you know, we're looking at probably one of our biggest crops we've seen off of our vineyards this year.
Simpson says farmers have noticed the change in climate and are starting to consider diversifying and growing grapes.
I get multiple phone calls each season about people interested in converting.
But getting into the wine industry also comes with a price. Duke Elsner is with MSU Extension. He works with farmers in Grand Traverse County and has noticed the trend to diversify.
It's not a cheap matter to switch from cherries to grapes. There's quite a cost to remove orchards in the first place, and then grape plants are expensive.
He says startup investments in wine grapes cost around $10,000 to $15,000 an acre. It was a devastating year for cherry farmers, but Elsner says cherries still dominate the region and will continue to do so in the future. He says there's limited land available that is suitable for wine grapes. Wine grapes grow well in southwest-facing slopes and sunny areas. Although Good Harbor Vineyard fared well with grapes this year, the weather did affect the business. The vineyard will not be producing their cherry wine this year. For the Environment Report, I'm Emily Fox.
You can listen to our recent coverage of the loss of Michigan's cherry crop at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.